Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
So, Gareth, we're starting off this afternoon with news of Ben Affleck. What is he up to?
Ben Affleck is attached to star in what sounds like an interesting drama. It's been touted as a tornado drama. It's called Falling to Earth. It's an adaptation of Kate Southwood's 2013 novel. So it's set in 1925 in a small town in Illinois. And a regular day turns into tragedy when the worst tornado in US history touches down, leaving an entire community levelled and hundreds dead. Everyone's lives are ruined with one exception, Paul Graves and his family, who haven't lost anything. Mm. And the story then follows the Graves family in the months that follow as they come to terms with their faith and the stark contrast of their neighbours who begin to wonder and then resent them. And as the town begins to recover, the family sort of miscalculates the growing hostility around them with tragic results. The book received great acclaim upon its release. Aaron L. Gilbert will produce, along with Affleck as well, and Matt Damon's. There's mention that he may direct because Matt Damon's production company is involved as well.
Okay.
So, he's good in the director's chair.
Can
handle that pretty well. So, you know, he's set to star and who knows, maybe he will direct it as well.
Okay, that is called Falling to Earth. Meanwhile, now you've been keeping us in the loop about Barbie hitting the big screen, but what about Barney?
Well, this is Mattel as well. And I suppose they're probably trying to turn around the fortunes of probably some of their characters.
Do we need Barney on the big screen?
David Kalula thinks we do. His production company, 59%, they are partnering on this and they're developing a live action motion picture based on Barney. It's interesting.
The purple dinosaur himself.
The purple dinosaur. In his comments about it, Kalula is saying that he thinks, you know, he's a sort of misunderstood figure. That he disappeared into the shadows, left misunderstood. We're expected to explore this compelling modern day hero and see if his message of I love you, you love me can stand the test of time. I hope they're not going to go all Joker on Barney. You just don't know.
I'm suddenly intrigued. Yeah, okay.
But as you know, as you said, they're doing Barbie with Margot Robbie starring in that, and they have a live action Hot Wheels movie coming as well. So they're turning around all their franchises into new movies to see where that takes
them. What about filmmaker Alexander Payne? He's had a funny week of it.
He's had a painful week, if you pardon it. But basically, 1 week before he was scheduled to begin shooting, Netflix have halted production on a new movie that he was going to do. Mads Mikkelsen was due to star in it. Now, what has happened here? The subject of the movie is a journalist, had a sort of out clause in his contract that he decided to execute, changing his mind that he didn't want his story turned into a feature. Basically, it's about a father and daughter story about a Danish journalist who takes a road trip with his teenage daughter across the US as he writes a story for a newspaper. Attempts were made to pull the film back on track, but to no avail. And it now sounds like the project is dead, which must be so. It takes years to put these things together. And 1 week from production to have it scrapped, you know, and a really good filmmaker as well, you know, likes Nebraska and those movies that he's made, but doesn't look like it's going to happen now.
Okay, news of another director.
Yeah, this is the director of The Lighthouse, also known for directing The Witch. This is Robert Eggers. Mm. He is assembling an all-star cast for his next film. It's going to be called The Northman. And looks like he's got Nicole Kidman, Alexander Skarsgård lined up for it. They, of course, star together in Big Little Lies.
Yeah.
And including the latter's young brother as well, Bill Skarsgård, who we know from It.
Ah.
The two are going to join forces with Anya Taylor-Joy and William Dafoe, who are actually, you know, previous cast members of Eggers' films as well. So this story is dubbed a Viking revenge saga set in Iceland at the turn of the 10th century, follows a Nordic prince who seeks revenge for the death of his father. It's been written alongside Icelandic poet Sjón, and also the idea came from the elder Skarsgård as well. So
it
sounds like a great combination.
It does,
doesn't
it?
That's a director that's sort of hot to trot at the moment, especially
like the
from screenings from Cannes and the likes.
All right. Now we know that John Krasinski has been working on and A Quiet Place 2, but you've another project to mention today.
Yes, this is a sort of fantastical comedy called Imaginary Friends, which Krasinski is set to both write and direct, and he's joining forces with Ryan Reynolds on this.
Ah.
So it's a kind of Dr. Doolittle sort of like tale. It follows a man who can see and talk to imaginary friends, befriending those that have been forgotten or discarded. However, some imaginary friends lacking love and friendship turn to the dark side, and it's up to Reynolds' character to save the world from those that become evil. Now, as you mentioned, he's filming and probably just wrapped on A Quiet Place 2. Paramount Pictures, who are releasing that, are actually in negotiations to distribute this feature. So it looks like it's happening.
Yeah, okay. Let's come to some home film news. And the Cork Film Festival will be running from the 7th until the 17th of November. Lots to look forward to, Garrett.
Lots to look forward to. It's the 64th Cork Film Festival. They announced their programme during the week. They've got some really, really good films, and they've got a lot of galas, 5 in total that they're bringing to us. There's the Irish premiere of the gripping film on war-torn Syria. It's called The Cave as its documentary gala. You've also got Aoife Creahan's comedy drama The Last Rite. This is on the 14th of November. While the family gala is Disney's long-awaited Frozen 2. That's taking place on the 17th of November ahead of its general release. They previously announced its opening gala, which is Ordinary Love. That's Leslie Manville and Liam Neeson starring in that movie. And then the closing gala is The Other Lamb. There's about 300 films and events already sort of announced now for this packed programme. 90% of the features, documentaries and shorts that they're screening in Cork are having their premieres there. So that is just fantastic and a great lineup.
Fantastic. 7th to the 17th of November, the Cork Film Festival.
Meanwhile, Dahi Keane's first feature film, Finky. I did happen to catch this at the Galway Film Fly. Yeah, good movie. Bold, sort of original, stylish drama in the Irish language. This has been selected for competition section at the 2019 Tallinn Black Knights Film Festival in Estonia.
Fantastic.
So it's going to receive its international premiere on November 27th as part of the first feature sections, which highlights debut directors.
Great. And there was a talk you wanted to bring to our attention.
Yeah, this is Stephen Cleary, who's been a sort of film and television professional for over 20 years, worked, you know, across the world, really. He was also former head of British Screen, an accomplished producer, director and dramatist in his own right. He's doing some interesting masterclass series shortly as well. One is called Gender, Power and New Story Structures. That's taking place on October 23rd and 24th. And then It's Alive, Horror Screenwriting Workshop, October 26th and 27th. They're all taking place at the Dublin Business School. If you want to check out more about them, go to Film Network Ireland on Facebook or go to Eventbrite for tickets there as well.
Great stuff. What trailer should we be checking out online this week?
So there was a lot of talk about this in recent festivals, and I think some of the talk was centred around, you know, some of the performances and are we going to see them when it comes to sort of awards time. But this is a film called Marriage Story, and the film pretty much inspired, I think, by the director Noah Baumbach's own divorced actress Jennifer Jason Leigh. It follows a sort of marriage breakup of Charlie, played by Adam Driver, and Nicole, played by Scarlett Johansson, and how they tried to stay together for their young son.
Yeah, as you say, a lot of great reviews of their performances.
Very much so. And a good supporting cast as well. Laura Dern and Ray Liotta also starring in the movie. It's going to be coming to cinemas in November, but it is a Netflix production, so it will be released on Netflix, I think, early December, December 6th, that they were saying. So that's Marriage Story. Do check out the trailer for that. As I said, a lot of interest around it at the festivals.
Fantastic. New releases in cinemas this weekend. We have Maleficent.
We have Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. This is after years of peace between the magical moors and the nearby kingdom. Maleficent and soon-to-be Queen Aurora must put the strength of their new relationship to the test as their adversaries threaten to destroy all that they both hold dear. Angelina Jolie, Elle Fanning and Michelle Pfeiffer starring in this movie. Great lineup for that. Mm-hmm. A wonderful Irish film as well, Dark Lies the Island.
Great cast on this.
Wonderful cast. This in the cast, you have Peter Coonan, Mo Dunford, Charlie Murphy, Pat Short, Tommy Tiernan. It's written by Kevin Barry, directed by Ian Fitzgibbon. Dark Lies the Island. Yeah, that's a good release to check out. Also, we've got a sequel, Zombieland 2, Double Tap. This is after years of battling the living dead. The group is now faced with new challenges and evolving zombies, as you do. Emma Stone, Abigail Breslin, Rudy Harrelson, and Jesse Eisenberg all reprise their roles in this sequel to Zombieland. And then we have Keira Knightley starring in a new movie. This is based on a true story. It's called Official Secrets.
And we watch something else.
No, this is
Secretary
important.
Powell will make a strong case about the danger of an armed Saddam Hussein. And he will also talk about Al-Qaeda links.
Come on, there are no credible links between Saddam and Al-Qaeda.
Really do portend a danger.
No. Please, I need to watch this. I need to know what they're saying. I mean, yes, Saddam is a dictator, but he is not a religious nut. I mean, why would he risk arming Al-Qaeda and have them turn against him? It doesn't make any sense!
Yeah, that's Keira Knightley in Official Secrets, which I saw. As you say, it's interesting that it's based on a real story. It falls a little bit flat, perhaps, but quite a decent cast on it, that's for sure.
Ralph Fiennes also starring in the movie as well. Yeah, I mean, it chronicles the events that followed the GCHQ employee, Catherine Theresa Gunn, leaking her top secret memo exposing an illegal spying operation by the United States of America. And if you like those sort of political thrillers, and good cast, as you say, as well. Now, for a bit of fun, you got Shaun the Sheep, the movie, Farmageddon, anything from Aardman, you know, the creators of Wallace and Gromit, always great fun, and do like those movies. We have a documentary as well, very serious documentary, Land Without God, examines the legacy of institutional abuse by the Irish church and state over the last century. Gerard Mannix Flynn meets the generations of his family who for the first time speak openly about the horrifying childhood experiences that they had. So that's Land Without God, that's on limited release as well.
Okay, a lot to see on the big screen this weekend. Meanwhile, on the small screen, what film should we check out over the weekend, Gart?
Well, we mentioned him already. Daniel Kaluuya stars in this movie alongside Alison Williams, Bradley Whitford and Caleb Landry Jones. This got a great response when it was released. Jordan Peele wrote and directed the movie, Oscar winning as well, psychological drama about an African-American photographer, Chris, and his white girlfriend, Rose, who visit her wealthy parents. And he suspects that there's more to the locals than meets the eye. Do check it out. Good movie, Get Out. It's on Channel 4 tonight at 9 p.m.
Great stuff. Thanks, Garrett.
Thank you.